the ballets in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridgeways of comfort, singer just hides her eyes, policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Village speaks righteous, sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Town. People jump and dive and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, far and wide. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, heading for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre.
How bizarre, how bizarre.
How bizarre. Here's bizarre for you. In Natoma, Kansas, it's illegal to throw knives at men wearing striped suits. How bizarre is that?
That's very bizarre. Each to their own.
Well, there you go. And here we go. More Monopoly money is printed in a year than real money printed throughout the world.
Never.
Apparently, it's bizarre.
It's very bizarre. 4001 if you'd like to contribute to our slightly bizarre show today. Keep your messages coming in. I was asking about Canada earlier. You know, I was saying I'm not very sure whether this is true or not. But thank you very much for your text messages. Not Indian, this text message says, but Canada comes from the word Kanata, which means village in Native American.
Well, there you go. Loads of texts coming in, and keep them coming. We so want to hear your coincidence stories, your bizarre facts, your random facts. 4001. Text here. My wife's birthday and my dad's is in February. Her dad's and brothers and my daughters and sons in March. Her younger sister and me in April. Her mum and mine in October. Her other sis and my sisters in November.
I'm not very sure whether that's a coincidence or you've just got a really big family.
Big family, yes. It's true.
Yes. So it's your birthday coming up soon.
Yes, it is, on the 16th of August.
Any nice plans?
Well, I was sort of planning to be away for it, but it always happens in my line of work. I have a few jobs that have come in for Eid, so I have to hop foot it back to Dubai. I go to London next week for a week or so, and then I come back and do a few weeks' work, and then I get another holiday at the end.
I've just come back from the UK. I've been to the UK twice. In fact, I've been to the UK about four times this year, which is a bit odd because I didn't go to the UK for... I don't think I stepped foot in the UK for four or if not 5 years.
Really? Yeah. And then you've been back enough times in this year for each year sort of thing.
Yeah, I can't start going back for some reason. But it's getting really busy. I don't know if you heard the news earlier on today on Dubai Eye. They're expecting 10,000 more people than normal to enter Heathrow just today.
My gosh.
Because, of course, it's the Olympics.
It's the build-up to the Olympics. And, yeah, of course, the few days I get to go is in the sort of middle of the Olympics. Oh. So I'm thinking, I'm not sure how I'm going to cross town. I'm not sure how I'm going to do anything. But I shall spend a few days, see my lovely sister, and then head up north.
Up north. Have you have you flown into anywhere before that's been hosting big events at the time?
Not on that scale. Not on that scale. I mean, no. I airports just seem to be generally busy to me anyway. The thought of another 10,000. However, I will experience it next week, and I'll give you a call and let you know how it went.
Yes, I think you should. I'm wondering whether I should try and get back again soon as well. And you're busy just now with events, you say?
Yeah, we are. The holy month of Ramadan is coming up, so we're flying elephant. We're down. I actually fly down to Doha in Qatar this afternoon. We're putting in some.
I love Qatar.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's a bit hotter than Dubai, so it's a few degrees up. But we're putting in some decoration there in a big shopping centre called Laguna Mall. Mm. So we're putting up some lovely traditional Ramadan decor down there. A few other bits and bobs in Abu Dhabi. We're putting the iftar area into the new Etihad Tower Hotel in Abu Dhabi. So if you're looking for a nice iftar in some nice sort of traditional decor, get yourselves down to the Etihad Towers. And then, you know, we're busy then again with the build up to Eid, because obviously that's when there's a lot of celebrations and you know, parties and carnivals and that sort of thing.
It's a big thing in this region as well, isn't it? It's celebration. I mean, we're celebrating you know, many festivals from all around the world.
Yeah, we do. And I think one of the reasons we sort of experienced this in Dubai is because of the huge retail outlets. Mm. You know, we're a city of big, massive shopping malls, and the shopping malls do, you know, celebrate and decorate for these festivals that come along. You know, and from Eid, it's sort of back to back. You have the second Eid, National Day, obviously, and then you go into the winter celebrations, and so the calendar of events just sort of you know, is just pretty much back to back.
One of the things I really enjoy every year, and I'd love somebody to tell me what it's called, 4001 is the message, the Indian Festival of Light.
Oh, that down in Sharjah, I think that
it's,
happens.
It's no, it's everywhere. Oh, it's one of their kind of traditional yearly. It's like us, I suppose, celebrating Christmas or people celebrating Eid.
Yeah, there is a light festival that happens in Sharjah every year. But if you know the name of the Indian festival for Alex,
yeah, it's like colour and light, and it's so nice because there's so many lights at the time, and you see kids running around covered in paint.
Yeah, no, all good fun. So you know, not much rest really, but looking forward to the quieter months.
So you would do, I mean, you're doing sort of decoration for everything from being in malls to, for instance, on the streets. Do you do the decoration?
Yeah, I mean, we do. We're, like I mentioned earlier, we're a production house. You know, we tailor make things. We sit very closely with the client and design, you know, what they require, obviously with our advice and input. And then we actually, what we show them on design, we actually then go away and build. We were in Mikado just last week, for Dubai Summer Surprises, which closed on Saturday the 14th. We were down there with World of Stories. We've been there for 4 years in a row now.
What's World of Stories?
It's a DSS signature event, and it basically is an event to encourage children to read, to pick up the book and the written word. So we put on an event every year produced by Dubai Summer Surprises, and the host, Mal, has been Mikado for the past few years, where we sort of bring characters, famous characters from literature to life, and the children can sort of, you know, touch and speak to them and everything else. And then we put on a show that sort of incorporates the different characters and brings them to life. So the children love it. They've grown up with it. We have a fan base down in Mikado of children who, when they first came and watched the shows and experienced the event, were 6, 7 years old. They're now 11, 12, you know, so it's...
And they're wondering why they were hugging Madesh.
No, Madesh is confined more or less these days to Madesh World.
Thank goodness.
He used to be out and about a lot more.
What is he? Can anybody tell me what Madesh is? I came through Bahrain the other day, and they've got something cool. They've got a palm tree. They've got a cool kind of cartoon palm tree, and we have like a bug who don't know what the...
Well, I think...
Was he like a palm tree eating bug, or...?
No, I think he started as... as a jack in a box. And then they realised...
No, he didn't use
I think, no, you see, I'm very up to speed by some surprise. I think he started as a jack-in-the-box, and then when they realised he didn't have legs, there was limitations to what he could sort of do and move to. So I think they got rid of the box, and unfortunately that's made him look a little different.
It's Diwali, by the way.
There you go.
Thank you so much. I can't believe that left my head.
There you go.
Indian Festival of Light called Diwali. It's the name of the festival. Ravi, Diana, Jitu, Mary. Thank you so much, Susan. See? Mm.
Does the phone ever ring? And then you know who is on the other end of the phone.
I thought you were asking if anybody ever calls the studios.
Does the phone ever ring? I get this all the time. I'm thinking of somebody. I'm thinking of a friend of mine or a family member, and I'm thinking of them, and the phone rings, and it's them on the other end of the line.
Yeah, but I suppose I don't find that too odd, because generally I will speak to the same people every day, and I suppose within certain time periods. So, yeah. Although what does make me laugh is that my grandmother, who lives in Scotland, in the UK, and I only noticed it this time when I went back to visit some family, there's these like automated calls. I don't know if you get them anywhere else in the world. I don't get automated calls here. I don't know if you
do.
No,
I don't.
So you pick up the phone and it tries to... it's like a computerized voice or a recording that tries to either sell you something or convince you that you haven't paid something or convince you that you need a security upgrade on your house. She hates them. So every time you phone her, she doesn't pick up the phone saying hello anymore. She waits
to see if it's a computer.
To see if it's a computer.
Well,
it's the phone down. So, you know, it went ring, ring, and then somebody picks up and you're like waiting, and I always have to answer the phone going, it's me. Yeah.
Well, you always know when it's a sales call, because the person on the other end of the phone is so surprised.
Hello, is that Mrs. or Mr.?
No.
Go away.
There's another one coming from Remy, a text message, and it's along the same line as the phone ringing and you knowing who's on the other end. Surprising when someone sings or whistles a song that's already running in your head.
Like How Bizarre, How Bizarre?
Yes. I was thinking that this morning.
Yeah, it was when you said How Bizarre, I jumped to the computer.
How Bizarre, How Bizarre. But that's another one, isn't it? I mean, there are these things. Maybe we're telepathically linked.
Maybe we are.
There you go.
Well, in my head is Itsy Witsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. What's in your head?
Well, I wasn't whistling that. I still can't get the Bizarre Bizarre thing out of my head. That's what I'm... It's going to be all day. How Bizarre, How Bizarre.
You're going to be
I nearly started singing. That could have been very dangerous.
I don't know. It's sounding okay.